Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed an appeal regarding the Seattle Christian May Day Gathering case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this case, it's quite shocking, actually, but it's about hampering Christians' free speech. And they did it not only in Seattle, but they also did it in L.A., which we'll talk about on another program. But this particular case that we have filed a lawsuit is against the city of Seattle, as well as the, I believe, former mayor and the chief of police that were stopping this religious group from meeting in a particular location in Seattle.
Yeah, the May Day USA event actually came out of Peru with regards to Christians wanting to bring Christian values to push back against individuals and movements funded by George Soros.
It's that movement called Don't Mess With Our Kids.
And it was a movement, Mess With Our Kids, because what they were doing in Peru is they were pushing the LGBTQ agenda. And they were also pushing abortion. And so the Christians rose up and said, you know what? Stop messing with our kids. And they prayed and they gathered. And so in the United States of America, there were organizers seeing what happened, this amazing revival and pushback by the Christians in Peru. And they wanted to do something similar to bring revival to America. So they went to several cities. Seattle is one, and Los Angeles was one. The other three cities they went to, like Miami and the other cities, were all fine. But when they reached Seattle, very liberal location, they wanted to have this May Day USA event, which would have been just gathering for prayer and praise and worship in a specific public park that's traditionally used for gatherings. And the city denied their application to be there, but instead moved them, intentionally so, to a very predominant LGBTQ plus community, where they were literally thrust right in the midst of the lion's den, if you will.
You know, and this is really tragic, because this group, several leaders within this group, their heart is to not only share the gospel, but to save our families. I mean, when you look at it, only 2% of parents have a biblical worldview today, and you wonder why kids are really struggling and confused. So that, you know, you have to share the gospel not only with these young children, but also with the parents, and be an example of that. So for the city to hamper their religious freedom was really horrid.
Yeah, they just wanted to gather for worship. They wanted to advocate against abortion and human trafficking and advocate for protecting children and the family unit. Instead of allowing them to peaceably assemble in a public park that is well known for assembly, the city steered them on May 24, 2025, to an event in Cal Anderson Park, which is predominantly an LGBTQ plus community. And that's where they had these violent attacks from agitators that were pro-Antifa, pro-LGBTQ. They even had people who did all kinds of despicable gyrations.
Nasty
things, throwing balloons filled with urine and so forth.
And there were no arrests, by the way, with all that.
And so what happened is, this was in May of 2025. In September 2025, Liberty Counsel filed a federal lawsuit, and we argued that the Seattle special event permitting scheme vest what's called unbridled discretion. That's a legal term from court cases, unbridled discretion. What that means is, the officials are able to grant or deny a permit without any specific guidelines that cabin in their discretion. So they have a lot of discretion, and without a specific guideline. So for example, one of the guidelines could be, you can't have a parade past 10 o'clock at night. So if you want to have a parade at 11 o'clock at night, well, that's pretty clear. No parades after 10 o'clock. There's no discretion there. But if the way the policy, in this case the special event permitting scheme, is written, doesn't have specific criteria, say, for example, you have to have your permit in 10 days before the event, no later than 10 days. Those are specific kinds of criteria. If you get it in on the ninth day, the person could deny it because the policy says, quite plainly, 10 days. I'm not saying this policy does. I'm just giving you examples. But if the policy doesn't have specific parameters so that you as the applicant can know what the rules are, and you know that if you get denied, you know, well, you didn't follow the policy. The problem in this policy is it doesn't have those specific guidelines, and therefore the city official can either grant or deny your permit based upon a wide range of discretion that's not written in the policy.
And they've allowed other groups to meet in this particular Pike Street location that we're referring to. They moved them to another location, as you mentioned, the LGBT community. But they've had other events in that park with no problem.
Yeah, they've had other events there. But, you know, when they saw this May Day USA group and they noticed that they wanted to have worship, and I think they disagreed ideologically with them, obviously, on the issue of abortion and LGBTQ issues. And so they said, you know, this official denies them the right to meet where they should have been able to meet, which there would have been no problem because it was a traditional gathering location. It wasn't right in the lion's den of the LGBTQ predominant community. There would have been no problem. No, what they do is they say, we're going to deny that, but we're going to put you in another place.
So I wonder if, what, just hypothetically, come out with drag queens and all this other nasty stuff, if they would have allowed that.
I'm sure they would have. I'm sure they would. And they would have allowed them the better area to be in, which is the big public park. So our lawsuit is on behalf of a number of organizations and leaders who were part of the May Day USA gathering in Seattle. And in part, we're challenging the city's continuing and unlawful permitting process that violates the rights of free speech, religious exercise, peaceable assembly, and equal protection. And we're asking the court to grant our clients equal access to Seattle streets and traditional public fora. But what happened is when we filed this in the lower district court, the district court denied the injunction request due to, amazingly, lack of standing, since May Day currently has no future pending event request when the constitutional harm might take place.
That doesn't make sense because
obviously we have damages because of the fact that this event was shut down. Moreover, our lawsuit is not just about that specific event. It's about the policy that doesn't have specific standards. The First Amendment requires that these officials not have what's called unbridled discretion, that they not have this discretion to do whatever they want to do, to grant or deny your permit. They can't just unilaterally make these decisions without it being in writing as to what the criteria actually means and what they are. So in this case, that is not in existence. And whether you have another event or whether you didn't even ever have an event, you can file suit against a policy with what's called a facial challenge, challenging the policy on its face without ever even attempting to apply, because a policy that lacks First Amendment protections can be challenged. So this ruling by the court that the May Day organizers lack standing just doesn't make any sense.
And
moreover,
I mean,
we have a past constitutional violation that allows us to proceed as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to make, I think, a statement, a standard here, because even if they aren't planning to come back to that area, the damages, I mean, the violent protesters against them, the urine balloons, the pepper spray and tear gas and all of that were, were lobbied at them. And that also needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact,
and no arrests.
And the mayor, by the way, after the inevitable happened, where you had these aggressors against the event, the LGBTQ community and Antifa people. The mayor turned around, Bruce Harrell, and publicly alleged that the peaceful Christians were extremists.
Yeah, and I believe shortly thereafter, President Trump said that Antifa is a terrorist group.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So that was a huge decision as well. But still, this needs to be dealt with.
Well, keep this case in prayer. We just filed the appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We also have a case pending in Los Angeles on behalf of May Day USA as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.